Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome into Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, the fastest 2 hours in radio. We always provide the biggest and the very best in sports, and we've got another outstanding lineup over the next 2 hours, a ton of NBA talk, so we're going to get after it. We're going to head to Tampa, Florida. We're going to visit with our good friends at Basketball Insiders, Steve Kyler. You can check him out on Twitter at SteveKylerNBA and BasketballInsiders.com. Of course, Steve is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Good evening, Steve. It's nice to have you with us on this Friday night.
Alissa, how are you? Always good to be with you.
Happy holidays. It's good to have you back with us, and there certainly is a lot to get into. One of, I would say, the biggest storylines, of course, is the Philadelphia 76ers, the announced hiring of Jerry Colangelo as the new chairman of basketball operations, and now the 76ers this week, they confirm they're in talks with Mike D'Antoni as the associate head coach. The 76ers, they're making headlines for all the right reasons. What was your reaction to some of the moves that they've been making?
Well, I think this is the next step. You know, you talk about, you know, how do you build a championship organization? And that was really kind of where Josh Harris, the majority owner of the Sixers, was when they decided to part ways with Doug Collins and go on the search that brought them Sam Hinkie. And part of it was, you know, tear the organization down and build a better framework and build that around a lot of young talent. And we've seen the Philadelphia 76ers go to the extreme in terms of trying to find talent. But then the next part is bring in people who can take some of that talent and leverage some of that cap space and take what could be a very promising future and then kind of execute on it. I think that what you're seeing with Jerry Colangelo's hire is that next part. You know, as good as Sam Hinkie is at evaluating talent and finding the diamond in the rough, you know, as a lot of numbers guys are, not necessarily the guy that the agents are going to be warm and fuzzy about, or maybe even star players are going to be warm and fuzzy about. That's where Jerry Colangelo is really going to help the organization, in that he's got, you know, multiple decades in this business, where not only is an owner of the Phoenix Suns, but he's been the managing chairman of USA Basketball. He's been working with, I would say, the top 40 players in USA Basketball for really the last 6, 7, 8 years, and he's got personal relationships that, frankly, a Sam Hinkie just isn't going to have. So Now you talk about a great framework of young talent, especially when you consider what they'll have on the roster after this season, because they could have four more draft picks. But then you've got $67 million potentially to play with, and a guy who's going to be able to get almost anybody on the phone, and more importantly, almost anybody in the building to listen to the big picture pitch. So that's a huge part of it. And then the Mike D'Antoni side, you know, you want to bring in, you know, voices and experienced people that can help some of these young guys find their way and continue the development. I don't know that a Mike D'Antoni makes sense in the first year. He needed a very disciplined teacher in what they have in Brett Brown, but now it's time for some of these guys to learn how to really excel at the NBA level. And Mike D'Antoni can bring a lot to the table that way. You know, it's funny, the timing of them seemed like they were connected, but the reality of it was, the Sixers were talking to Mike D'Antoni during summer league. So, you know, the timing of these two hires seems like one preceded the other, but these were kind of things that the Sixers were looking at, you know, over, you know, kind of in two separate channels to kind of achieve the same goal.
Basketball Insider Steve Kyler joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Connect with us, join in on the conversation at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. And obviously you'd highlight Jerry Colangelo, the impact that he can have. Mike D'Antoni, he was famous for being the architect of the 7 seconds or less with the Phoenix Suns in their offensive system. What are some of the immediate differences that Mike D'Antoni can make in terms of even offensively with this team?
Well, Mike doesn't get nearly enough credit for where the NBA is right now. When you look at the Golden State Warriors, you know, they're exactly right. What Mike D'Antoni was trying to build with the LA Lakers, is a team that gets up and down and really challenges offensively. You know, Mike gets a knock because he's never been a very defensive-oriented guy, but I think what he brings to the Philadelphia 76ers is a guy that knows a lot about where you can get offense in the NBA. The Sixers and most of the NBA in general is really looking at pace. How can you get out and really push? You know, the strength of what the Sixers have in terms of their talent is a lot of young guys that should be able to get out into the open floor, into transition, and more importantly, how to execute quickly. You know, what you don't want to do is get beat by the shot clock. And You see some teams that, you know, the Memphis Grizzlies are certainly one of the worst in terms of, you know, trying to grind things out. And when you get to the, you know, 8-7 second mark in the shot clock, you're going to make bad decisions. So what you want to do is teach these young kids how to be able to get where they need to get on the floor, understand when the ball's coming to them, and get good shots and rhythm. And Mike is probably one of the best in basketball, really, over the last 10 years at doing that. Now you add in a Brett Brown and some of the other things that are already in place in Philadelphia, and you get a much more rounded philosophy in terms of how the Sixers are going to play. I think it's a great decision.
Do the 76ers have the personnel to play a Mike D'Antoni-type system? Now you're talking about up-tempo, offensive, a spacing, ball movement, and a scoring quickly.
Well, let's keep in mind, Mike's not going to be running the team. He's not installing his offense. He's there to kind of help. You know, I know a lot of people say, well, he's the more experienced guy on the bench. And, you know, I think the timing of them giving Brett Brown a contract extension kind of helps kind of set where the pecking order is. This is going to be Brett Brown's team, and Mike D'Antoni is being brought in to kind of help things along. But when you talk about working with guys like Kendall Marshall, who, you know, Mike's had some experience with, you're talking about Tony Roten, both of which are coming back from knee injuries. Both of those guys, really from a running the show point of view, could really benefit from how Mike D'Antoni sees the world. And when you talk to guys that have had real success with Mike, specifically with Steve Nash, what Mike taught him and how Mike taught him to see the world, the basketball world, was really a big key to why Steve Nash was so successful. And if he can get half that level of success out of any one of the guards that Philadelphia has, or whoever they may draft or sign in free agency, you know, they could really be in a very good place. And I think the other part, too, is Mike D'Antoni does bring some credibility to what you're going to be offensively. And there are a lot of guys in the NBA who do like Mike D'Antoni as a coach and did like playing for Mike D'Antoni as a coach. So, you know, I don't think that's going to hurt in a free agent pitch either.
Basketball insider Steve Kyler with us tonight right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are zeroing in on the Philadelphia 76ers. Obviously, another very difficult season. They have struggled mightily. They're in year three of this rebuilding plan, and obviously a number of things to fix. What's the first thing that comes to your mind that they've got to get their arms around?
Well, you have to be patient. You don't go from the bottom to the top very quickly. And I think the one thing is, you know, fans get a little bit frustrated because this is year three. But, you know, I remind people it's been 11 years since Minnesota Timberwolves were in the postseason. It's been 9 years since Sacramento. It's been 6 years since the Detroit Pistons. You know, the Philadelphia 76ers are nowhere close to kind of the bottom of the playoff barrel, if you will. There have been, you know, those teams I mentioned have been trying to be postseason teams. Philly hasn't tried to be. And over the last 3 years, as obvious as the tank seems to have been, they haven't been the worst team in the NBA in either three of these years. And they have collected a lot of talent. And I think that's the one thing you have to be able to see is that, you know, when you look at what's going to be on this roster next season, you'll have a year of Joel Okafor. You'll have another year of Nerlens Noel. Tony Roten will be healthy. Kendall Marshall will be healthy. Maybe you'll see Joel Embiid. Maybe you'll see Dario Saric. You're going to have two picks that are potentially in the top 10 in this draft, but two more in the middle of the draft. So four more young guys. You've got Jeremiah Grant, Robert Covington. They've got a lot of really good support pieces. And as I mentioned, they'll have $67 million to go into a marketplace and say, look, we've got everything you could want around you in terms of size and athleticism and versatility. If they can get a free agent to take them seriously, that's where the Philadelphia 76ers are going to make their big jump. But even if they don't, they're going to end up with a loaded roster coming into next season just by virtue of where they are.
The NBA conversation continues with Basketball Insider Steve Kyler right after this quick timeout.